And those issues have been about for such a long time. And as a response to some of this, the General Assembly did issue pastoral guidelines some years ago to assist in that overall pastoral care. And really the plea at that time was to use the appropriate language.
Do you think this kind of language is consistent with the Presbyterian Church's pastoral guidelines?
No, not so.
But this event is taking place in a Presbyterian church.
Well, congregations are independent and
so they
could
just break the guidelines when they choose to?
Well, I can't think for one minute that that David or Derek have intended to cause offence in any of this.
Whether if someone was to allow a pro-choice meeting or event or conference within the Presbyterian Church, would that be accepted?
Again, John, it would have to be the individual congregation to make that
decision. I don't believe that that's the case.
Well, let's stick with this particular case.
Yeah.
What is your message to these Presbyterian ministers who are associated with us, with Mike Davidson's organisation, which is using the language of leper?
I think we have to be careful. They have to be careful. If any flyer is open to interpretation, then it's not hitting the appropriate spot. If it's got dual meaning, if it's got a multitude of meanings, then you've lost your impact immediately.
Well, you're losing your impact now because you were outraged a minute ago by the word itself.
Yeah.
Why not simply say to these people, this is outrageous. Don't do this.
I think I said that I was shocked. I mean, outraged, if that adds to it. I think it's a very, very careless use of language to get across a message that, Mike, I feel the motivation, the programme seems to be balanced as I looked at it. There's opportunity to discuss all of the issues within this debate. But why use such an extreme metaphor to bring home a message that I think the motivation is pastoral. I think the motivation is to respond and not to react. But this, to me, is...
Do you think it's homophobic language?
I can't say that,
you can't?
William. No, I mean, I don't think that intention has been there.
If you called a black person a leper, you'd be called a racist, wouldn't you?
You would be.
But if you can call a gay person a leper, you're not homophobic.
Well, I don't accept that they're calling gay people lepers. I think it's the
Even
issue.
As a metaphor.
Well, it's a metaphor. It's open to interpretation. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're saying there's something wrong with you.
Well, yes.
That's not homophobic.
I don't think it's meant to be homophobic.
I'm not saying if it's meant to be, is it?
It could be interpreted that way,
It
yes.
could be seen to be homophobic.
Yes, it could be.
Do you think it's homophobic?
It is absolutely homophobic. The point being made is if you don't change who you are, then you will continue to be unclean. You will continue to be unacceptable to the church. Mike has said that the aim is to bring as many church leaders as possible to this conference so that they could hear the message of how about the lepers among us and how they can be changed. That is about sending out this message further that homosexuality or sexual orientation is something that can actually be changed. Someone's same-sex attraction can be changed through this type of therapy, conditioning people to believe that there is something wrong with who they are and trying to spread that message out as far as possible. It is a completely unethical practice for someone to come forward seeking support in the difficulties that they're experiencing through their sexual orientation and to tell them, well, that's because you don't really want to be gay and there's something wrong with being gay and we can change.
Mike Davidson would be very patient listening to both of you giving it to him in each end of the neck. Go ahead, Mike.
A year ago, we had a conference called Setting Love in Order in which Mario Bergner took place. Following that, we had a conference with Alan Chambers, president of Exodus International. The title of his book is Leaving Homosexuality. The title of this conference is The Lepers Among Us because it's one of the primary books written by Jim Reynolds. I think it's important to cut to the chase and go to the essence of what these authors are saying. If I had used a title like Loving the Gay People into Our Churches, there may still have been objections. There certainly would have been objections once people Googled Jim Reynolds and saw that he wrote such a book.
Different kinds of objections, but this is a very significant objection. You've got one claim here that this is clearly homophobic, and you've got the Director of Social Services of the Presbyterian Church in Ireland saying it could well be homophobic.
Well, they are entitled to their opinion. I deny that it's homophobic. This is my journey. This is my journey with the church, as it is many other people's journey. There are issues within the evangelical church that has set homosexuality on some kind of pedestal that is very dangerous. Our invitation is to the church. Gay folk who are not concerned to move away from homosexuality have every right, every legal right, and may be very well balanced and happy in what they're doing. I've said that on many occasions. People who I meet in counselling rooms,
but you
are
don't
not
really believe
people.
That, Mike. You don't I really believe. You don't really believe. Let me just make the point first. You don't really believe that someone who is gay and in an active same-sex relationship and is happily so, you don't really believe that they don't have a problem. You believe it's a sin.
From my reading of Scripture, yes, I do believe homosexuality is a sin.
So you can't really say that we don't have a problem with
people.
I know, but you can't really say we don't have a problem with somebody who's happily gay. You do have a problem with that.
I think as a person who would hopefully want to contribute to the debate within society, yes, I would say from a Christian point of view, it's not a biblical lifestyle, but I do not believe that anybody
That's not a therapeutic judgment, certainly.
Well, you know, we're going between theology and all sorts of things.
Mike, if someone came into you for support, saying, I'm struggling with my same-sex attraction, but ultimately I want to be able to deal with my same-sex attraction, I want to form a loving relationship with someone of the same sex, form a family, would you support that person? Or is your role helping people turn away from their same-sex attraction? And if that is the case, it is conditioning people. It is conditional support, conditional counselling. And to be honest, we have seen this in the past where reparative therapists or conversion therapists have been removed from professional organisations like the BACP for this type of conditional treatment. It is completely unethical.
It is completely unethical to say to a person who's struggling with homosexuality that they must change and that counselling or psychotherapy will and can always change them. So to answer your question, if somebody comes into a therapy context and says that they what was your question? Was it
if they want to form a relationship with someone
of the
same sex?
If they're happily gay.
But they want to be happily sex.
If they want to be happily gay, I would support them in finding the best therapeutic support that...
But you're not offering it.
How can I, William?
Because you believe they should. You believe they should try to
counseling and therapy is always a contractual relationship between two individuals. It's got to work for both.